get to Canterbury, where Happy Cow Milk is having a crack at revolutionising the dairy industry. Happy Cow Milk is all about sustainable farming, and one idea is to create what they call a milk factory in a box. Farmer and founder of it, Glenn Herrod, is with us this morning. G'day, Glenn. How's it going?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Very well. You're looking at, in a way, really shaking things up in the dairy game. How would you do this?
Well, it's been a long journey, but we've finally got there. We've developed this this tank, basically. It's a 130-litre tank, about the size of a dishwasher, and it's three things in one. When it's at the farm, it becomes a pasteuriser, and it's it's milk processing by numbers, basically. It connects to an iPad, and it allows anyone to process milk in a way that meets all the regulations in a step-by-step process without having to be a processing expert. So that means any farmer, big or small, can now process milk and sell it to their local community. And then what the farmer does is they take that entire tank, pop it on their truck, and drive it into town, and it will slide under any normal bench, and it becomes a milk dispenser with a built-in payment system on board. So,
all right. So you could have a couple of dozen of these things and fill them all up and then take them round to various customers.
Yeah, so our system basically matches farmers with resellers, and we're monitoring the tanks in real time. So when one's about to run out, we send a message to the farmer to bring a new tank, and they'll pick up the old one and drop off a new one, and they'll take it back, wash it, and refill it again. So it's a completely reusable system, and the only way to buy our milk is if you bring your own container. So
okay, all right. So it's about sustainability and cutting out the packaging and so on. Thing is, though, I mean, 130 litres ain't much milk, is it? It's not really. Is it going to be viable for farmers to operate on such a scale?
Oh well, it's modular. So you know, we predict if, we want our farmers to be selling 1,000 litres a day. So that's roughly five or six tanks a day. And, you know, you can make pretty good money on 1,000 litres a day. And you'd need around 10 to 15 dispensers or retailers.
You're trying to raise money to get this geared up and what have you. What other obstacles do you face, do you think, with this, Glenn?
Well, we raised $400,000 yesterday through PledgeMe. And we had our crowdfunding launch party at 5 p.m. and actually ended up being our celebration party, because we went live at 12 p.m. and we had all our money by sort of 8 p.m. that night. So the money's sorted. We've always had the backing of the crowd. The last 14 months I've been funded by donations from our crowd who wanted to see Happy Cow Milk carry on. And this is the next step forward. So, you know, there's always hurdles. And actually, we're glad those hurdles are in place, because it makes you think in a way that comes up with something new.
You think Fonterra should be concerned about you?
Oh, I don't think they should be concerned. I think we should work with me. I mean, we're here to make farmers heroes, basically. We're here to show people what their local farmer looks like. And, you know, we've got some of the best farmers in the world. And they get a bit of a bad rap, and there's some bad farmers, but we're here to show the really good ones.
All right. Next thing, cheese in a box?
Oh, ice cream in a box? Cheese in a box? Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being with us this morning from Canterbury, the founder of Happy Cow Milk, Glenn Herrod, and his revolutionary idea.